you have any of these things that grow pretty close to the ground and I can't wild?
We call them dewberries.
Dewberry.
Yes, sir.
And strawberries, yeah.
Yes, sir. We call them dewberries or strawberries. Now they call them strawberries now.
I see.
Because they're raising, they're not what you call a wild strawberry.
Oh.
But one at back then, we didn't have nothing like that. We go to woods where there's wild dewberries, but they look just exactly like that thing.
Right.
Strawberry.
Did they grow on a vine, the dewberries?
Yes. They'd find them in patches.
And did you have any raspberries or?
We had a beer on a vine and always called it a cup berry. In other words, you pull it off, you turn it up, and it looked like a cup, a hole in it, round hole down in there. It looked like a cup hole.
I see.
We always called that a cup berry back then days.
And how about different kinds of nuts that you grow?
Well, we didn't grow any nuts except, well, you might call it peanuts. We grew them.
Did you call them peanuts then, or did you have different?
That's what we called them, peanuts.
What are goobers?
Well, we call them that too. Either one coming to mind, peanuts or goobers.
Goobers. Goobers means
yes,
peanuts.
The same thing. Yes.
Were they pretty big, or were they small?
Yes. Well, now we had some with big kernels in them, mm-hmm. And we got some that was small, little small kernels.
Was that later on? Were they?
Yes, that was later on.
Walnuts? How about?
Well, now we had back them days. We had a tree that growed what you call a chestnut. In other words, the burr was plumb sticky all the way around it, and when it get ripe, it bust open, and you reach your hand down there and pull that chestnut out. You didn't be particular, you'd stick your hand getting that chestnut.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had what we called a scaly bark tree. We called them scaly barks. And a hickory nut.
Mm-hmm. And how about
walnuts?
Did you have walnuts?
Yes, sir. We still got walnuts in this country. No hickory nuts, though. I mean, no chestnuts.
Chestnuts, they're all gone.
They're all gone.
The walnuts, they come in a big, it's about like this, with a green...
brine on it. And most time there'd be two on the end of that limb. Two in a place.
You ever use the walnuts for a dyeing cloth or anything?
No, so we used it for what we call, all the time we'd use a walnut, or stained walnut, green stained walnut. It's to be to kill a, we call it a ringworm on you, ringworm.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it'd just be like a ring around the, well, just like a ring you put on your hand, except it was red, it'd be red looking. And we'd take that walnut and smear over that, cure it up.
The green part or the
yes, the green part, on the inside of it, where the juice is at.
I see, so you'd have to go.
Bust it open.
Mm-hmm.
Get the inside where you get the stain out of it.
Did it cure a?
Yes, sir. It cured a ringworm.
Cure ringworm.
Yes, sir.
And do you have other nut trees?
Well, we've had pecans trees back them days.
You did.
And we had a tree that it growed what we called a pawpaw back them days.
Mm-hmm.
It more shaped like a kind of a short banana, which it had, it was a green to start with, but when it get ripe, it was yellow.
Mm-hmm.
The skin would turn yellow. It had big seeds in it, and them was good to eat.
Hey.